Chapter 2. Sheep. The first night, I fell asleep on the sand, 1,000 miles from any land with people. I was more isolated than a sailor on a raft, in the middle of the ocean. So you can imagine my surprise, when a funny little voice woke me up in the morning. It said, "Please, draw me a sheep." "What? Draw me a sheep?" I jumped to my feet, as if I was hit by lightning. I rubbed my eyes. I looked around. And I saw a very unusual little man, who was looking at me very seriously. This is the best picture, which I later managed to make of him. But my drawing, of course, is much less fascinating than the original model. It's not my fault. I was discouraged in my career as a painter by the adults at the age of 6, and I never learned to draw anything, except snakes from the outside, and snakes from the inside. I looked at this figure with my eyes full of surprise. Don't forget that I was 1,000 miles from any land with people. And yet, this little man didn't seem to be tired, hungry, thirsty, or scared. He didn't look like a child lost in the middle of the desert, 1,000 miles from any land with people. When I finally managed to speak, I said to him, "What are you doing here?" He repeated, very slowly, and very seriously, "Please, draw me a sheep." The whole situation was very strange, but I took a sheet of paper, and a pen, out of my pocket. But then, I remembered that I mostly studied geography, history, maths, and grammar, and I told the little man that I did not know how to draw. He replied, "It doesn't matter. Draw me a sheep." "But I have never drawn a sheep. How can I draw one now?" I thought to myself. So I drew him one of two drawings, which I was able to draw. It was a big snake from the outside. And I was shocked to hear the little man reply, "No, no, no. I don't want an elephant inside a big snake. A big snake is a very dangerous creature, and an elephant takes a lot of space. Where I live, everything is very small. I need a sheep. Draw me a sheep." So then, I made a drawing. He looked at it carefully, then he said, "No. This sheep is already very ill. Make me another." So I made another drawing. My friend smiled gently at me. "You have to see it too. This isn't a sheep. It's a ram. It has horns." So then, I made another drawing. But it was rejected too, just like the others. "This one is too old. I want a sheep, who will live a long time." Then, for a lack of patience, because I was in a hurry to start repairing my engine, I quickly drew this drawing. And I said, "That's a box. The sheep you want is inside." I was very surprised to see the face of my young judge get lighter. "That's exactly how I wanted it. Do you think the sheep will need a lot of grass?" "Why?" "Because, where I live, everything is very small. There will surely be enough grass for it. I gave you a very small sheep." He bent his head over the drawing, "Not so small. Look. The sheep has gone to sleep." And that is how I met the little prince.